Hey everybody, I'd like to welcome you back to another exciting episode of Alfredo's Sauce Bowl. We're going to be talking tonight about Dragon Ball Z. That's right, DBZ fans. Dragon Ball Z. Alright, so let's get started. So, this is actually what inspired my episode today. Comicbook.com. Is Dragon Ball about to introduce Super Saiyan 5? That's right, DBZ fans. Is Dragon Ball about to introduce Super Saiyan 5? Okay, let's back it up a little. Alright, so for some of you that probably don't know what Dragon Ball is a manga that was created by Akira Toriyama and then later into a series. Then he made another series called Dragon Ball GT, which is non-canon now and is now Dragon Ball Super. So it goes Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball Super, and into the void, Dragon Ball GT. But still a great series if you want to watch it. Dragon Ball GT, I actually like some of Dragon Ball GT, not all of it. Some of the first episodes are kind of dull for me. I didn't really get really into it until it started getting to the dragon episodes, which was pretty cool with Nova Shenron and Shenron himself. But I don't think there really is a person out there that doesn't really know what Dragon Ball is. For my most part, I meant non-likers of Dragon Ball Z, but mostly everybody knows what DBZ is. If not, you have not been living on planet Earth, and I feel sorry for you. Okay, so let's get back to the story on hand. Is Dragon Ball introducing Super Saiyan 5? And it says, Super Saiyan 5 has forever been one of the biggest fan theories and in jokes among DBZ fans over the years. Which is very true. I mean, we used to joke about Super Saiyan 5, 6, 7. I think I even found things online that even went up to 10. But those are non-existent. Those are just fan-made. Basically, like, it just says in jokes and theories. Okay. But could DBZ really be planning to introduce official versions of the form soon? It does seem unlikely, but it is not completely off the table. After the Super Saiyan God forms were introduced and Ultra Instinct later, it seemed like the series was moving beyond the numerical Super Saiyan forms. But thanks to Dragon Ball Heroes, the Super Saiyan 4 form from Dragon Ball GT is still very much in play in the franchise. So that really gives the reason why they're aiming to do a new Super Saiyan form, because over the years through video games, the new shows, the online Dragon Ball franchise, still pretty much show Super Saiyan 4. It hasn't really disappeared just because Dragon Ball GT isn't really talked about. They still introduce Super Saiyan 4 in games and into Dragon Ball Heroes, which I watched a little of. It does actually show Super Saiyan 4. And I've been told you can also see it in the Z-verse. So you can check it out on those two. But I would actually like to see this form. I like to see what Akira Toriyama's idea is behind Super Saiyan 5. What's the form look like? How did they get there? As we saw through the other ones, you know, it was need, like with Vegeta, it was the need and want. With Goku, Gohan, Trunks, it was the pains of lost. So there are different ways that they do achieve their Super Saiyan forms. Vegeta, is the one that most struggles hard with forms. If you watch the newer episodes, it only has Gotenks and Cup. At Super Saiyan. And Gohan only at Super Saiyan 2. Okay. Sorry about that. This is how this has got me. It got me choked up. It got me really choked up to talk about it, guys. But, yeah, I mean, I'd really like to see Kiri Toriyama's idea behind this. I mean, I think fans would, too. You know, what are going to be the colors? I mean, is he going to have fur like Super Saiyan 4? Golden hair like Super Saiyan 3, maybe? I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just throwing things out there. But that'd be something that I really like to see. And, you know, I want to keep up on the story and see if they do happen to come out with some images. But yeah, I mean, if you want some background about what Dragon Ball Z is, I do suggest watching it. I've been told a good place to watch it is Crunchyroll. So if you do have the Crunchyroll, check it out on Crunchyroll. Hulu does have Dragon Ball, but only in raw form. I say raw because raw is just basically no English subtitles whatsoever. And that's actually how I grew up watching the rest of Dragon Ball, you can say. Because Comcast used to have a channel where you can watch international channels. And one of the things they used to have on there was Fuji TV. And I would watch Dragon Ball GT on it. And not only that, I watched the rest of the Buu Saga on Comcast. Also, I watched... Like I said, I watched GT in its raw form. I watched them later when they came out in English, you know, just to fill me in what I didn't understand or what they were basically talking about. The only hard thing about that is that when it does come to America and gets edited, it does get Americanized. When you do watch some of the raw that's in subtitles, you do see the names are different. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't really pull away from the great show and what it brings. I mean, if you are interested in finding out what Dragon Ball is for the first time, I do suggest watching it. It's awesome. There's some awesome arcs, and I think you would enjoy it. I really can't say. I mean, I'm an anime lover. There's some animes out there that I do like and I don't like, but that you can say about anything from movies to games to music. I mean, there's certain things out there, certain ones people like and certain ones people don't. Like I said, the most favorite part about Dragon Ball is the beginning of Super mostly and the beginning of GT. They're kind of dull episodes for me, and like I said, GT didn't really pick up until it got into the Dragon Sagas. But, yeah, I really, really hope that they fill us more in on this. I hope they're just not teasing us. I don't think we can really afford that right now after we were, you know, so badly I don't know how you would put it, but Dragon Ball Z does have a live action. I forget the main actor's name. I believe it is Justin, but not for sure. But very, very, very horrible, horrible adaptation of the anime series and should just be wiped out of existence. Now, we say GT is non-canny, and I would say Dragon Ball, the live action movie, should be non-existent, actually. It's almost like that feeling from The House on Haunted Hill where he says, what can drive a sane man sane can drive a sane man saner, or something like that. I mean, that's exactly what that movie would do to you. If you're insane, it would drive you probably normal, and if you were normal, it would probably drive you insane watching it, especially if you're a DBZ fan. But other than that, there are some other live-action movies from the 80s. Those are okay. I mean, what can you ask for in the 80s, right? It's not like they had plenty of blue screens or just CG going on back then. But I do say check out some of the older live action ones. They're a little bit more, not really true to the anime, but a little. But still, hopefully that's what Akira Toriyama thinks of next. Not really a new form, but a new adaptation of the anime in live action. I mean, I think that would be real cool, especially with CG nowadays and things that they have done in the Avengers and other movies like Superman, Justice League. And I think they can really move forward and put their minds together and make a really great Dragon Ball Z movie if they really tried. But who knows? I mean, that's out in the stars right now. But back to this. I mean, I would like to hear your guys' thoughts on Super Saiyan 5. I like to do another show, especially with some guests. You know, feel free to come on my podcast. They're open to anybody. I tried to get some company on tonight, but doesn't seem they want to pull. But hey, there's more than enough me on the show. Like I said, I like to talk, and this is what I do. I mean, I'll keep you guys entertained as long as I can, as much as I can. Just hope you guys have a good time when you're on my shows. You know, I look forward, and as these shows go on, I hope that they get better as they go more. Like I said, I'm real energetic about this one. I was real happy to bring it to you guys. It was awesome to talk about it with you guys. Like I said, I would like to do another episode about DBZ and get your guys' comments and input on it. Things you would like to talk about, and maybe see things you would basically like to see in the DBZ universe. And hopefully we can get it out there, and hopefully they hear it and, you know, keep pushing for that. But other than that, you know, I hope you guys keep tuning into my shows and listening in. But yeah, this is just one of my passions that I like doing. I know it's a little off subject, but yeah, I mean, I hope to bring you guys some more shows as it gets further on down the road. More guests, hopefully. And if you guys want to give me some input, you can reach me at Facebook under Alf Salas, A-L-F and S-A-L-A-S. And also you can email me at my email, which is candyman05. I'll spell it out for you. It's candymn05@yahoo.com. You can drop me an email there. Let me know if you want to come on the show and talk about some DBZ with me on the next episode of this. Or, you know, any episode. I'm willing to let anybody come on. Come on and talk. And so, bring more episodes. One episode I like to do for you guys is basically what got me into doing a podcast and basically just getting past my fears, which is how to accomplish your goals and getting past the fear. Because after recent, you know, researching of why people fail at their goals or why they never get started is basically just because of fear of doing what you love or doing it, and the fear of failing. People shouldn't be afraid to fail. Many people have failed through their times. Great inventors have failed in their times. Leaders, I mean, all you have to do is read. I mean, I'll admit it, I'm not the best reader or writer there is, but I am decent. I do try to stay, you know, get my input on things, especially when I'm doing shows like this for you guys. I try to get my resources and things like that so that I can have a good show for you guys. Because my biggest thing about this is just coming out and basically just talking to a crowd. But I'm just going at it and just tackling it. Win or lose, basically, is what I say. Win or lose. What else do you have to lose? I mean, I've been failing all my life, so there you go. That's my way of getting out there and getting past the fear of things is just knowing that you can fail and there's nothing you can do about it besides pick yourself up and keep moving on, and hopefully it gets better. But yeah, that's one episode that I would like to do for you guys, because I'm definitely passionate about that. I'm definitely passionate about helping other people that, you know, just have struggles of doing their own things. And I know this is a little bit off the subject of Dragon Ball, but this is just things that I like to bring to you guys through my shows as it grows and grows more. Because Rome wasn't built in a day, let's get it, right? I mean, it takes time to build things. Practice, practice, practice is what they say. And that's basically what this is. This is just these are just stepping stones on my way to bigger and greater things, hopefully. And don't let people's negativity put you down. I mean, I have people that make fun of me all the time, especially starting shows like starting the show. I mean, I've had people make fun of me, tell me I'm not gonna make it. If I kept listening to them, then the show would never have gone on its way or be successful. The only way of finding those things out myself is by doing it. So, you know, that way I put the haters to rest, basically, to show them. Because I'll be honest, one of my favorite artists is Marilyn Manson. And one thing that he did through his career is take the negative input to put out good input. So basically, he would take all the negative things people would say about his stuff, or, you know, that he would never make it, and turned around and ended up doing it, or doing the things that people didn't want to do. And look at him now. He's a giant rock metal icon. I mean, that's just something that feeds into my philosophies and, you know, pushes me to do my things. Because that's one of my beliefs, is that the more haters you have, the more prosperous you're going to be. Because, hey, you have all the fans that like you, and you can always say good about something. But it takes a lot for somebody to take in the bad and turn it good. And that's something that I do a lot. Because I do have a bad circle around sometimes, and sometimes I have a good circle, and which I try to keep. But like I said, that's something that I like to get into a later episode with you guys, and have some. And if you guys want to be a part of that show or come join in, go ahead and come join in. I mean, you guys are more than welcome. I'd like to have your guys' inputs on these subjects and things like that. Well, I think I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in for another episode of Alfredo Sospel. I hope to see you for the next one, and I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And for now, you guys have a good night.